Trump delivers joint address, declaring a golden age for America. Texas border business. Texas border business. President Donald J. Trump delivered his first joint address of the term before Congress, marking his second overall joint address and his fifth address as President of the United States. Before a packed chamber, Trump proclaimed that America is back, and that his administration had achieved more in its first 6 weeks than most administrations accomplished in 4 or 8 years. During the speech, Trump what he called a historic electoral mandate, citing victories in all 7 swing states and an electoral college win of 312 votes. He emphasized that his policies had led to a turnaround in the national mood, citing a record increase in small business optimism and what he claimed to be the largest ever swing in public perception regarding the country's direction. The address, however, was not without disruptions. At one point, Congressman Al Green was removed from the chamber after repeatedly violating decorum. Trump acknowledged the interruptions but continued with his speech, detailing his administration's ambitious policy actions since returning to office. The president highlighted his extensive use of executive orders, stating that he had signed nearly 100 orders and taken over 400 executive actions within weeks of assuming office. These moves, he claimed, had restored common sense, safety, optimism, and wealth across the country. He pointed to immediate measures on border security, including the declaration of a national emergency at the southern border and the deployment of the military and border patrol agents to curb illegal crossings. Trump contrasted his policies with those of his predecessor, Joe Biden, whom he labeled the worst president in American history. He blamed Biden's administration for a surge in illegal immigration, economic struggles, and what he described as the weaponization of government against political opponents. The speech also included a renewed focus on social policies. Trump reaffirmed his stance against diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives, signing orders to eliminate DEI requirements across the federal government, private sector, and military. He also declared that his administration had officially recognized only 2 genders and signed an order banning biological men from participating in women's sports. Addressing economic policy, Trump outlined plans for tax cuts, regulatory rollbacks, and the expansion of domestic energy production. He announced that he had declared a national energy emergency, pushing for aggressive oil and gas production and the expansion of pipeline infrastructure. Additionally, he proposed an ambitious new gold card immigration program, offering a $5 million pathway to U.S. citizenship for high-income job creators. The president attacked wasteful government spending, citing billions of dollars in taxpayer funds allocated to foreign aid programs that he deemed unnecessary. He announced that his administration had identified and cut numerous programs, including DEI scholarships abroad and funding for overseas social initiatives. Trump also claimed that government databases listed millions of deceased individuals as active recipients of Social Security payments, pledging to investigate and eliminate fraudulent payouts. Foreign policy was another central theme of the address. Trump vowed to take a hardline stance against criminal organizations, designating MS-13 and major drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. He also reaffirmed his commitment to border security and mass deportations, stating that his administration had launched the largest deportation effort in American history. Turning to national defense, Trump proposed the creation of a Golden Dome missile defense shield, inspired by Israel's Iron Dome system, to protect the United States from potential threats. He also announced plans to rebuild America's shipbuilding industry and took an unexpected turn by stating that the U.S. would seek to reclaim control over the Panama Canal. In a dramatic appeal to Greenland, Trump expressed support for the territory's right to determine its own future, hinting at the possibility of it becoming part of the United States for strategic security reasons. Addressing global conflicts, Trump emphasized the need to end the war in Ukraine. He revealed that he had received a letter from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressing his willingness to negotiate peace. He stated that Russia had also signaled a readiness for talks, suggesting that the conflict could soon be ended under his leadership. In a deeply personal moment, Trump reflected on the assassination attempt against him last year, crediting divine intervention for saving his life. He honored the late firefighter Corey Comparator, who was killed in the attack while protecting his family, and acknowledged the survivors who were injured that day. Trump concluded his speech with a call for unity, urging Americans to embrace what he called the Golden Age of America. He promised economic prosperity, technological advancements, and a renewed push for space exploration, vowing the United States to plant its flag on Mars. Republican lawmakers enthusiastically applauded the address, while many Democrats remained silent throughout. As Trump left the chamber, chants of USA, USA echoed, reflecting the deep divide and passionate reactions that continue to define his presidency.